This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Thaddeus McCutter, and we're expecting, here he is, the dusty one, into the studio, the chapeau, the bullwhip, the bag of tricks. He takes us to the Mediterranean. Thaddeus?
I can see, Indiana, that you have the dust of Beersheba on you. What can you tell us?
Absolutely. Beersheba is the ancient Jewish and biblical town. But one of the mysteries for many years for archaeologists and others who have been studying the region was that they could not find any signs of Jewish life during the Second Temple period. Now, as a result of some construction, and you know in Israel, before you can construct construction, you have to examine and do archaeological tests to make sure that you're not destroying any ancient infrastructure. And as you know, almost everywhere in Israel there is. But they were able to find for the first time evidence that Jews lived there for the 150 years from the first century to the middle of the second century. They found even an oil lamp with a menorah, which is probably one of the oldest, if not the oldest, depiction of the menorah, nine armed candelabra on the oil lamp. And this has long been a mystery about this city that goes back to Catholic period, about 6,500 years, and maybe even more. And they found many evidences over the years of the period. So this was on the southern edge of the Kingdom of Judah. It was where there was trade routes, and people have found little signs of it. This is the first time we actually found the city where people live. It gives a complete picture of the continuity of Jewish life in this ancient town, which is mentioned in the story of Abraham.
Now we go to modern-day Turkey. The city is Basbuk, and a discovery of my mother's people who were feared in the first millennium B.C. What have they found, Indiana?
They were very feared that the Assyrians were a superpower for a while, and that in the 21st century BCE, they emerged from a Mesopotamian city, and they would rise during the Iron Age to become this big empire. And it went from Egypt to Babylonia to the Persian Gulf in the east, and it spread, amongst other things, the Assyrian exile, which some tied to the Ten Lost Tribes. And between 900 and 600 BCE, it was called the Neo-Assyrian period. They expanded into southeastern Anatolia. And now, because of an excavation, robbers broke through the basement, into the basement of a house, and opened up a subterranean compound carved into the bedrock and in the village of Basbuk. And this is an amazing discovery because it was in the Aramaic language, one of the two languages that were spoken in the period of time. And there are reliefs there showing hunting scenes, war kings, many gods, including Baal, pictured with his wife. And this is the first time ever Neo-Assyrian reliefs were found to be discovered underground, and the only one with Aramaic text, they say. And the first three gods have inscriptions, maybe that they didn't get to finish the others. This kind of relief art emerged 3,500 years ago, where they engraved into soft alabaster or other rock. It may have been, this was only a test because it was not very deep, but it was preserved well. And there's a lot that will come out of this about understanding the religious practices, and hopefully they will find additional such excavations. But this is a first, and bringing back these Aramaic, understanding the Aramaic inscriptions will be very important.
Indiana Honlein, the dusty one, his bag of tricks, back out on the road. Thaddeus McCutter, American Greatness. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.